Rig Made, Jillian Arena's booth is one of 240 exhibitors at Cleveland's IX Center. She's squeezed between people selling pumps, rigs, and shiny equipment destined for the mud-covered drill pads and pipelines of Ohio's emerging shale gas industry.
We clean the living quarters on the oil rigs for the company men and the crew men, and we also clean offices, houses, we detail trucks.
Rig Maids.
Yes.
Are these guys pretty messy?
Oh, they can be. They can be. We shampoo carpets. We can pretty much do it all, anything that needs clean.
Alongside energy giants like Chesapeake, Halliburton, and Consul, Arena's Rig Maids and dozens of other startups are joining the Wild West world of the gas and oil rush. Teresa Breckenridge is part of Columbus-based Joe Knows Energy.
So you're an average Joe, although
yes.
Your name is Teresa.
Yes, yes, yeah.
She says in its first year, Joe Knows Energy has grown from 2 to 9 employees with a couple dozen consultants on call.
What service do you provide?
We provide integrated solutions, which means we help with geotechnical engineering, civil engineering, soil stabilization, design build, pipeline management, logistics. It's kind of an umbrella of everything we bring to the client.
Jerry Durio is a sheet metal worker and one of the organizers of another new outfit, the Stark County Oil and Gas Partnership.
We've only been in this 4 months right now, but the response is phenomenal.
Well, Governor Kasich this week warned oil producers not to flood Ohio with out-of-state workers. Stark County's Durio and other groups are laying out the welcome mat.
Anybody coming in from out of state, we want to be the one-stop shop for them. Get on our website, click a link. You can have somebody help you find a house, help you find a business, rent equipment, where your kids can go to school, how the school district's rated. We want you to find out everything from this website.
Meanwhile, Bill Danley stands in front of a color-coded map of Salt Creek Township in Holmes County. Nearly half the township is shaded the dark pink of Anadarko Petroleum Holdings. Blue, yellow, and green indicate other companies and unleased land. Danley has equally detailed maps for more than 400 other townships in the shale gas play.
I didn't even know this service existed.
Nobody else did either. This is my partner, Eric Parker, and I. We actually just started doing this. I've been doing these township takeoffs for over 30 years, which is why we have 400 townships in the database. Eric's function is he links the data to a GIS mapping system.
So you've been able to identify some of the most potentially lucrative parcels.
We track exactly, you know, who holds what lease position over wide areas, and we build it all into one central mapping system rather than individual one-off maps. Yes, and so you're able to do larger analyses through the GIS that you wouldn't be able to do if it were just on paper.
Like any boom cycle, new opportunities in the Utica shale business are arriving in waves, with the focus now on legal and engineering services, test wells, and housing out-of-state workers. The Ohio Oil and Gas Association, sponsor of this week's Oil Field Expo, predicts drilling will spawn second and third waves of business growth stretching over the next decade or two, including building pipelines, storage, and processing facilities. That is, if the boom pans out. And 2012 marks the beginning of a trickle that could become a flood of startups and major players linked to what was, just a short time ago, an obscure geological term, the Utica Shale. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Jeff St. Clair.